At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Georgia. Georgia. No peace. No peace. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Wow, that was amazing.
That was a seriously jacked Kane Brown.
Yesterday, John, when you brought up Kane Brown looking all jacked in his cut-off jersey, but his jersey isn't just cut off. I mean, it's sewn on the edges. It's not like raw cut off. That's what I was expecting to see. It's just one of those sleeveless jerseys, sure. Which is like,
I think what
know.
Happened was it was a regular jersey and his arms got so big that the sleeves just popped out.
They could have.
Like the old Hulk show.
Dang. His arms are actually kind of distracting.
You know, I was a little bit hard on the All-Star game yesterday. You know, I talked about how much I didn't like the way it ended and the home run derby off, the swing off, as they called it at the end. I was a little bit harsh. I didn't mean to sound like a hater. There was a lot of really good things
yes.
that happened at the All-Star game. That was one of them, mm-hmm. singing Georgia before the game started, before Georgia, while in Georgia. The Zac Brown Band,
yeah.
also a native of Georgia.
Yeah, they did the national anthem, and it was
wonderfully
awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And a beautiful tribute to Hank Aaron during the game. So there was a lot of good, and I didn't focus on that, so I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't mean to be a hater.
It's all right. Producer Jessica wants to focus on something in particular. She has a theory of why Kane Brown is looking so good right now.
Well, it's not a theory. It's more of a, he is reminding me now of every male love interest in those romance novels now. It feels like he's in his romance novel thirst trap era.
Okay.
He's been a little thirst trappy lately on Instagram. I don't know if
that's
you've seen
true.
It. He's been posting so many shirtless selfies.
What's not just the romance novel, though?
Because they're always dark, shirtless. Mysterious, quiet guy.
They're always shirtless.
So yeah. He's Kane Brabio now.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially when he's running around in his underpants in that mm-hmm. one video, if you remember.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, Kane, we see you.
Is that all it takes?
I guess.
I can run on my underpants right now if you want me to.
Well, I think it depends on what you look like in your underpants.
Whoa.
No, I'm just saying. Do your arms look like Kane Brown's?
I thought maybe you'd say it's an HR issue, but no, you went a different way. Body shaming me.
I wouldn't run around in my underpants because guess what? I don't look like Carrie Underwood. There you go.
You lost John.
I'm just kind of imagining what that must look like.
It's the doll. The devil. Annabelle.
Did the Annabelle doll kill somebody in real life? And warning, if the Annabelle movies scared you, this story is going to scare you even more.
We're going to share this, by the way, on KS1's Facebook so you can read about it and actually see what the Annabelle doll looks like, the real Annabelle doll. It's a Raggedy Ann doll. But it's creepy. So First of all, it's kind of big, and the way it's sitting in the glass box, sitting down with its hands across its knees, it's like, ooh.
I'm not sure it's a good idea to body shame Annabelle.
I'm not body shaming. I'm just
big.
Oh my God. I just meant, like, most people think of a doll as like 12 to 20 inches. She's much bigger than that.
So Annabelle is part of the Conjuring movie series. And that series is based on the stories of real-life ghost hunters Ed and Lorraine Warren. They are the paranormal investigators in the movie and in real life. And they believe that Annabelle the doll has a, quote, demonic presence. Mm-hmm. Annabelle the doll in real life, as Tammy mentioned, is not the doll that you see in the movies, but is a Raggedy Ann doll enclosed in a glass case.
Yes, for
that
protection.
Says positively do not open, okay?
It says it right on there. Do not let out. Do
and
not open.
People are so into this that there is an Annabelle Conjuring doll tour that goes all over America with this doll in this case. That's the real doll that these experts, quote-unquote, believe has a demonic presence.
Enough to actually maybe kill someone.
And check this out, man. The guy who was in charge of Annabelle the doll on this tour died at 54 years old out of nowhere. He told coworkers on Sunday he wasn't feeling well, went back to his hotel room on this tour. They're all on this tour together. Next morning, dead.
All right, so our expert in this, because she has done some deep diving into this story, is producer Jessica.
I don't know if you guys know this. I don't think I've ever shared this fact about me. I, in the fourth grade, was convinced I was going to become a paranormal activity expert.
Oh, really?
I wanted to be an investigator for all things paranormal.
So what spurred that at that
age? I watched a lot of sci-fi, and it was mostly documentaries.
A lot of fourth graders watch documentaries.
Yes. It was documentaries on ghost hauntings and all kinds of things.
Okay, so it interested you as
a
kid.
So it really fascinated me. This doll has some history. Supposedly, it has caused a priest who insulted the doll to run his car into a tree, stabbed a homicide detective, forcing that detective into early retirement.
Hold on, the doll stabbed a homicide detective?
That's allegedly the story.
And the priest insulted the doll? Like, mm-hmm. Oh, you stupid doll, like that kind of thing? And all of a sudden he got in the car accident?
Correct. It was a doll that was given to nurses in 1968. The nurses became convinced something was wrong with the doll and then handed it over to the Warrens. The Warrens investigated and realized that it's actually inhabited by a six-year-old girl named Annabelle.
Okay. Oy, it's creepy.
And you guys, this isn't the creepiest doll I think is in the pantheon of American creepy dolls.
Okay. There's lots of them.
Chucky. Well, Chucky is based off of Robert the doll, who is a real doll. He lives in Key West. Ozzy Osbourne swears he's the reason that he was sick in 2019 after filming with Robert.
Really? Wow. Robert is just such an unassuming name. Oh, that evil doll, Robert.
Hold on. I'm a huge Ozzy fan. How come I've never heard this story? Hang on. I got it.
You've heard this story because you actually did it in the college.
I did?
Because I remember specifically because I was so excited to talk about Robert.
I did an Ozzy Osbourne haunted doll named Robert question
Also, just look up a picture of Robert the doll.
I'm looking at it right now, man.
He's creepy.
Ozzy and Jack Osbourne were on their show, Ozzy and Jack's World Detour in Key West. Ozzy had disrespectful behavior towards Robert, such as not seeking permission to take his photo, which can lead... I don't know why I'm laughing. I'm scared out of my mind right now.
So I'm just saying, haunted dolls have a history of really getting revenge when you are not respectful towards them. So there is a very big possibility that this man was very disrespectful. Annabelle felt hurt, and maybe she took her vengeance. So it wouldn't surprise me.
Maybe Annabelle just wants to get out of that glass box. Maybe that's what the problem is.
I know.
I don't know.
Annabelle.
It's creepy, though.
Well, maybe he ate too much fatty food and had a heart attack in his sleep.
There's that. Oh. It could be that.
Well, either way, this man has passed away, and it's really, really weird that he was the man that was in charge of Annabelle. Now, maybe when the autopsy comes out, there'll be a very reasonable explanation, I believe, that there will be to this story, but it is still kind of creepy.
It's the doll. The devil. Annabelle.
I promise you this, there will not be an Ozzy Osbourne Robert the Doll question in the upcoming College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Okay, thank you.
And I also promise you this, we're going to give away tickets to the River Concert Series during Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, which is coming up next. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Go to Ann in El Cajon. Hey, Ann.
Hey, how are you?
Doing real well. Thank you for asking. Would you do me a favor? Kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you please leave the studio?
You bet. Good luck.
And I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also need to let you know, Ann, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Nicolas Cage says things didn't last with Sarah Jessica Parker because he didn't make a good impression when he met her mother. True or false? Nicolas Cage is an Oscar winner.
True.
Ariana Grande and Josh Gad will lend their vocal talents to an animated adaptation of Oh, the Places You'll Go. Who wrote Oh, the Places You'll Go?
Dr. Seuss.
Disneyland unveiled an animatronic Walt Disney, and it's kind of amazing how advanced it is. This is the 70th birthday of Disneyland. Disney World is younger. How old is it? 57, 55, or 53?
55.
Jessica Biel revealed the workout that gave her that peach-shaped butt on the show The Better Sister. Who is Jessica Biel's pop star slash actor husband?
Oh God, the singer. Oh my God, I can see his face. Justin Timberlake?
Will Ferrell turned 58 yesterday. Tell me the name of the 2022 Christmas movie musical that Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds starred in together.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Jingle All the Way?
Let's get Tim back in. So, Ann, what's on the schedule today?
I'm just going to the gym and then going to work.
Good for you. Admire the dedication.
Thank you.
Tim, Ann today. About to go work out. Did 3 out of 5.
Nice job, Ian.
Nicolas Cage says things didn't last with Sarah Jessica Parker because he didn't make a good impression when he met her mother. True or false? Nick Cage is an Oscar winner.
Oh, is he or not? Oh, I'm going to say false. Oh, really?
Nicolas Cage won a Best Actor Oscar for the movie Leaving Las Vegas.
Oh, that's right.
Which is maybe the most depressing movie I've ever seen in my life. It is 1-0, Ann. Ariana Grande and Josh Gad will lend their vocal talents to an animated adaptation of Oh, the Places You'll Go. Who wrote Oh, the Places You'll Go?
Dr. Seuss.
That is right. Guess what I found out? Not a real doctor. What a scam. 2-1. And Tammy, Disneyland unveiled an animatronic Walt Disney, and it's kind of amazing how advanced it is. This is the 70th birthday of Disneyland. Disney World is younger. How old is it? 57, 55, or 53?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with 57.
Disney World is 53. Still 2-1, Anne. Jessica Biel revealed the workout that gave her that peach-shaped butt on the show The Better Sister. Who's Jessica Biel's pop star slash actor husband?
Justin Timberlake.
That is right. 3-2, Ann. And that means, if my math is correct, you have to get this right, or Ann just won $100 of your money. Not a bad way to start the day before you go to the gym, huh, Ann? Possibly?
Yes.
All right, well, good luck. Tammy, Will Ferrell turned 58 yesterday. Tell me the name of the 2022 Christmas movie musical that Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds starred in together.
Oh, man.
You can see it. I see
know.
Your face.
I know. I can see them singing.
Has Ann just won $100?
Yeah, because I have absolutely no idea what the hell the name of that movie was.
Whoa,
oh, I'm sorry.
Whoa. Come on. Ann's got to go to the gym.
Okay, that'll give her motivation.
What's that language about?
Boy. A Mr. Christmas.
Mr. Christmas. That's not a bad guess. It's not right. Ann didn't get it right either. The movie's called Spirited. That doesn't matter because Ann just won $100 right off the bat this morning, Ann. Well done.
Thank you.
Listen, you did it all. Congratulations. And you get to get a great prize on top of it.
And you are going to see Dylan Marlowe a week from today joining us for the River Concert Series at Sequan Casino Resort.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. I've never been. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Ann. Congratulations to you. We'll see you next Thursday. In the meantime, you get to say this, and this is fun.
Hi, I'm Ann in El Cajon, and I graduated Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Can a bathroom divorce save your marriage? I didn't say back room. I said bathroom divorce save your marriage. Several long-running celebrity marriages, Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban for one, Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr. another, couples that say that a secret to their long-lasting love is the fact that they have separate bathrooms.
It's funny because we were talking about this in the office yesterday, and several people piped in saying they have separate bathrooms. They don't share a bathroom in it, including our boss, who says, I never go in my partner's bathroom.
833-287-1037. Is this equal to separate bedrooms saving a marriage?
I think it's a little different. I mean, just because of the situation when you're in a bedroom, you're sleeping, you're laying in bed together versus being in the bathroom is a whole different thing.
Is it a privacy thing? Is it a he or she's messier than I thing? Do you incur to have separate bathrooms?
We don't have separate bathrooms, but I find myself getting annoyed when his side of the sink, the stuff on his side of the sink starts migrating towards my side.
All right.
You know, because we have a double sink, right?
Yes.
So a longer countertop. But when I come into the bathroom, if I see his stuff over on mine, I'm like, my God, how much space do you need? You have plenty of room over there.
That was one of the benefits of when I moved in with my girlfriend, Sam, is that my bathroom, my old place, was the thing I hated most about my house. Mm-hmm. I loved my house, but that bathroom sucked. It was dinky, like a phone booth. I hated it.
And you had one. And
yes, there was no choice.
Yeah, there is absolutely no choice.
So now we have more than one bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and we do have a double sink. And I do find Sam getting irritated if my things migrate over to her side of the sink. So I'm very, very cautious of that.
Mindful? You're very mindful?
I'm mindful. Mm-hmm. I'm more aware than I was in the past. But I'm also aware of the fact that sometimes I want to have my own bathroom.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of us who feel that way. I know that there's weirdo couples. My niece is one of them. They have no problem when the other person comes into the bathroom when they're
Absolutely not here. Absolutely not.
There's nothing I love more than actually having a toilet room where I can shut the door.
I love you, honey, but I'd actually prefer you leave the state if I'm in the bathroom. bathroom.
833-287-1037. Do you have a bathroom divorce? It works really well for you. Do you wish you had one?
Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman say, actually Nicole Kidman said, the other secret to their successful marriage, double shower heads.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, especially if you're getting ready together. It doesn't come up in my life a lot because I'm on such a different schedule in the morning than my husband. So when we actually, like on a weekend, are getting ready together, I find it difficult to share that space because I'm not used to doing it.
It's so crazy because Sam's got zero problem with it. And I'm like, no, yeah. No. And it's not like I'm uptight.
Yeah.
I just, mm-hmm. especially as early as we get up, mm-hmm. good God, why in the world would you want to get ready with me at 3 in the morning?
No,
I'm a gargoyle.
Gargoyle.
I'm horrible. 833-287-1037. Is a bathroom divorce the secret to your love? John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSOM.
One special summer, and you never want to be apart. You dine together. You play together. You sleep together. You even bathe together. So why not share the most intimate moment of them all with the love toilet?
No!
Okay, it's a joke. It's one of SNL's most infamous, hilarious fake commercials. Some people are claiming that the secret to their long relationship is the fact that they have separate bathrooms. You have your bathroom on the other side of the house. I've got my bathroom on the other side of the house. Everybody's happy.
Actress Sarah Michelle Gellar said that that's the reason why her and Freddie Prinze Jr. have stayed married as long as they have. They have separate bathrooms. Nicole Kidman says, we have separate toilet rooms so that we're never in each other's space, which I totally get. How do you feel? 833-287-1037. Sandra is in Mission Bay. What are your thoughts on having a bathroom divorce? Do you think it's a marriage saver?
We were able to do it. I 100% would. The mess that my husband leaves all the time drives me crazy. When they shave.
You said that with such disdain. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's a normal man problem, right? I'm not shaving my face in the sink.
Oh, that's true.
I will say this. When we have a clean bathroom and I do a beard trim, I get the look. Like, clean up those hairs.
Better clean it up.
Clean up those hairs. And that's with a double sink.
I mean, it's probably my biggest pet peeve. If we could have separate bathrooms, I'd be so happy.
It would work
for you. It's a real thing. It's a real thing.
I love it.
Here's what I can't stand. When you're in a hotel room and there's no fan in the bathroom and nothing loud to distract.
Oh.
And bed's like right near the wall.
Turn on the music. Put on
anything,
your playlist.
Anything. I'll hire a marching band.
Turn up the TV.
You run every faucet, waste a ton of water, maybe cough too loudly. I would die for a bathroom divorce in a hotel sometime. I would kill for a bathroom divorce in a hotel.
Maybe that's a new idea. A hotel exclusively made for those who don't want to share bathrooms.
The loudest fan in the world. If you're going to put the bed next to the wall where the bathroom is, and what are you doing? No one needs to know. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. I did not think I wanted to see the new Superman movie until I saw the preview and James Gunn brought back the original theme. And I was right back to being a little boy again. And I am so stoked to see that movie today. I'm actually going by myself. IMAX 3D, thank you. I bought myself a treat.
You did? What's your treat?
IMAX 3D. You know how expensive those tickets are?
Oh, I thought maybe you were going to bought a treat that you're going to sneak into the theater just for you.
I certainly wouldn't tell people if I was sneaking food into the theater.
It's not like you're saying where you're going.
I got number 13 Jersey Mike's in my pants here. Don't mind me.
It is. It's a Jersey Mike's, I swear.
All right, go ahead.
Well, in honor of you going to see Superman today, John, I want to give you a super quiz. And in this super quiz, super is part of the answer.
So it's got nothing to do with Superman, just nothing super and the fact that we're going to see the movie.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And everyone can play along in the car. John, a large grocery store.
Supermarket.
A video game plumber.
Super Mario.
A mega celebrity.
Superstar. This is going to get tougher, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Faster than sound.
Supersonic.
Paranormal.
Supernatural.
Strong adhesive.
Super glue.
Very good. Happens occasionally throughout the year with nicknames like Strawberry and Buck.
Super moon.
Very good. When the one under Yellowstone goes off, it could cover Denver in 1 meter of ash.
When one underground goes off.
When one under Yellowstone
under
goes
Yellowstone.
Off.
Under Yellowstone? Super geyser?
Super volcano.
I wasn't aware there's a volcano under Yellowstone.
Here's an easy one. Bigger than a large at McDonald's.
Supersize. I wish they'd bring back supersize.
Irrational belief.
Superstitious? No? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, very good.
All right.
The world's most powerful one costs $600 million and is capable of 1.1 exaflops.
Exaflops? What is an exaflop? I have no idea what that is. I don't know. Super diamond.
I'd like a super diamond. A supercomputer.
Oh.
Exaflops.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Stop saying exaflops like I know what it means. It sounds like a pool dive.
Pangea was one.
What?
Pangea. That's a hard one.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That could have been a good one. I was thinking about that one, but no, it's a supercontinent.
Okay, I'm going to have to take your word on that.
Do you want me to end with an easy one, John?
I would like that. I was feeling so good about myself. No, I don't.
Okay. Well, how about this one? Former Krypton resident.
Okay. Come on.
Let's say
I'm
it.
Going today. Superman. Woohoo! I'm still on exaflops.
Exaflops. Wait, it's 1.19 exaflops.
Ah, well, that makes it.
There you go.
Still. What? John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Poway. What's up, Lane?
What's happening?
You know what? I can't answer that question right now. I'm standing here at work. That's what's happening, I guess.
That's okay. I'm driving to a job site.
All right. So. Awesome. Do me a favor, pal. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, keep these leads.
You bet. Good luck.
Lane, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more weight than Tam. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also, a reminder to you, Lane, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Yes, sir.
Pete Davidson is going to be a daddy. What live comedy show made Pete Davidson a star?
Saturday Night Live.
Emma Watson has had her driver's license suspended for 6 months for speeding. Emma played who in the Harry Potter universe?
I can't do that.
Okay. The weapon that Darth Vader used in the original Star Wars is up for auction. Pre-bidding estimates that it can get up to $3 million. What weapon does Darth Vader use?
Red lightsaber.
Ooh, specific. Cameron Diaz will star in the action flick Bad Day. She'll play a single mother trying to keep a promise to her daughter on the worst day of her life. Cameron was one-third of Charlie's Angels in the 2003 remake film. Who were the other two angels?
Oh, I can see their faces.
Me too.
And his face is the boss. Ah, I can't.
All right. And finally, happy birthday to Will Ferrell, the star of Elf. In Elf, what does Buddy the Elf's dad do for a living?
Oh, he's a book, makes books.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Lane, what's going on with you today?
Oh, just driving to the construction site, pick up equipment.
All right. There you go. Lane today, Tam, did 3 out of 5.
Nice job, Lane.
Pete Davidson is going to be a daddy. What live comedy show made Pete a star?
SNL.
Is right. Lane knew that 1-1. Emma Watson had her driver's license suspended for 6 months for speeding. Emma played who in the Harry Potter universe?
Hermione.
Hermione is right. Lane did not know, or did not remember, I should say. 2-1, Tam. The weapon that Darth Vader used in the original Star Wars is up for auction. Pre-bidding estimates that it can get up to $3 million.
Wow.
What weapon does Darth Vader use?
A lightsaber.
That is right. Lane even went so far to know the color. Red lights. Oh, you knew too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm impressed. 3-2 Tammy. Cameron Diaz will star in the action flick Bad Day. She'll play a single mother trying to keep a promise to her daughter on the worst day of her life. Cameron was one-third of Charlie's Angels in the 2003 remake film. Who were the other two angels?
It would have been Drew Barrymore and Lucy Liu.
That is right. Lane could not remember. 4-2, Tammy. And finally, happy birthday to Will Ferrell, the star of Elf. In Elf, what does Buddy the Elf's dad do for a living, his real dad?
His real dad is a publisher, publishing house.
Lane said he made books. I gave that. That's, you know, essentially what a publisher does. So today we finish with a score of 5-3, Lane. You're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but a great prize is coming your way, pal.
A pair of tickets to join us next Thursday, the River Concert Series starring Dylan Marlowe at Sequan Casino Resort.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much.
All right, Lane. Have a great day, pal. Before you leave, you too, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Landon Poway, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood College.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Chase is in Spring Valley. Chase seemingly has a great relationship going. There's only one problem. His girlfriend's a slob.
Oof.
Morning, Chase.
Hey, good morning, good morning.
Was that too harsh?
That's a little harsh.
I mean, it's right on the money almost.
All right, well, Chase is going to tell a story, and you're going to help Chase decide whether he should love her or list her. Go ahead, Chase.
Yeah, so my girlfriend and I, we've been dating for about a year. She's beautiful. She's fun, great to be around. But since moving in about 4 months ago, our relationship has been deteriorating. She's messy. She rarely picks up after herself, doesn't really pitch in with stuff like, you know, washing dishes, cooking. Yet she consistently eats my food. She has a ton of stuff and is always like lying all over the house. It's everywhere. First 2 months living together, I did a lot of picking up after her, and she might have done like dishes two or three times. I basically did 90% of the housework. Yeah, just living together hasn't really been working. We'd had a fantastic relationship and almost like never fought before we moved in. But now things have changed.
So are you like asking, like, should you really just go back to continuing your relationship but living separately?
Yeah, I mean, should we move out and keep dating? I mean, is it possible that I can help her improve her homemaking skills, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, that's a hard one. Obviously, you've talked with her about this. And what has been her response to your frustration?
She's like, I'll work on it. I'll try to be better, but it's just not happening.
Chase, two questions for you. First of all, did you notice when she did not live with you, when you were at her place, if her place was particularly messy?
It wasn't too bad. It was pretty cleaned up. But okay.
I wonder if she cleaned up before he came over.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's what I'm starting to wonder.
Yeah. My second question is, are you worried that if you suggest, hey, together isn't working out, let's not do this but stay together, that she's going to bail?
Yeah, because it feels like we're moving backwards, you know? We're not moving forwards anymore. It feels like, I don't know if that would, you know, make her go away.
Well, and I understand what you're saying, but there's also the possibility that because she's clearly this type of personality, right? We all know people like that, and they're fine. They live their life that way, their way their whole lives, and I have a great girlfriend. Like, good Lord, if you open her purse, you'd be like, how do you find anything in it? Same with her car. And she's in her 50s, but that's just the way she is. And maybe it's a lot of pressure for her, too. And maybe that would take the pressure off. I don't know. Maybe she'd be like, I love you, too, but we're just not good at living together. Hmm. I don't know.
We're all over the map here.
Yeah, I know. It's a hard one.
Poor Chase. 833-287-1037. What do you think Chase should do? I mean, everything's great except one problem. She's a slob. And that's a big deal. 833-287-1037. Let's help Chase figure out whether he should love her or list her. Chase, you mind hanging for a while and see what our listeners have to say? Help you out a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Hang tight. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSOM.
She's messy. She rarely picks up after herself. Doesn't really pitch in with stuff like, you know, washing dishes, cooking.
That is Chase. He's in love, but she's messy. Should he love her or list her? Let's help him out. 833-287-1037.
Joanne in Spring Valley, what's your advice?
List her. My boyfriend had the same problem with his now ex-wife. Never changed. Told her he wasn't going to marry her until she got cleaned up or learned how to clean a house. She was good for a little while and then nothing. And I've actually walked into their house and I was in shock. But they're divorced now, so that says something.
Okay. Thank you for your advice.
Thanks, Joanne.
Alex in San Ysidro, what do you think?
I don't know. It's kind of a tough one, but I think experience tells me that the slothfulness isn't going to change. It could possibly slightly change, but for the most part, he's going to have to decide, can I put up with this?
Good advice. Thank you.
Kristen and San Carlos, what do you think he should do? Should he move out? Do you think he can fix it? What's your advice?
Well, he needs to figure out where he wants this relationship to go. Because if he eventually wants to marry somebody, if she is not going to change, is he willing to live with this for the next 60 years? If he's not, he might as well cut his losses now and find somebody else that he's more compatible with in that way.
Thanks, Kristen. Brandy and Ramona, help out Chase. What should he do, love her or list her?
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to say list. I've actually been on both sides of this, and neither were good. And now I've learned my lesson, and now I'm on kind of his side, and it causes a big problem. It's kind of never-ending, and it's going to build resentment. And if you have that, I don't feel like you're really going to be able to move on from that.
Thanks for your insight. Casey in Oceanside, wrap this up. What's your advice?
Oh, my gosh. First, just good morning, Tammy. My daughter and I try to call you guys all the time.
Good morning. Hi, honey.
Hi, family.
So my take on this would be, can you love her with the possibility of listing her? I think in a responsible relationship, right, we're all adult. You got to keep a clean house, you know, a comfortable house. And if he's coming home and he's not comfortable, then that's not good for anybody. But also, if he loves her, can he just do the dishes for her?
Right, and find a way to make it work.
Maybe,
thank you.
Maybe they've got the means to get a cleaning lady.
Yeah,
it's all
that
then it's all taken care of.
Oh, it's great advice.
I mean, it sounds like he really, like, loves her and doesn't want her to go, but maybe she doesn't like to clean. You guys are the best, too.
Oh, thank
thanks,
you.
Honey.
You rock. Well, Chase has had a lot to process there.
Well, Chase, everybody's got an opinion on what's going on. And I hope that you listen to some of the things that people have had to say. But what do you think in your gut? What's really going on? What do you want to do?
Yeah, I appreciate all the feedback. I think I'm just going to keep it going. I don't want to break up, or I don't want to, like, move out and have her leave me potentially because we're moving backwards. And hopefully I just try to set a good example and she starts picking up after herself just a little bit more, you know?
Maybe you just have to resign the fact to yourself. Maybe you just have to say that it isn't as important as you thought it would be to have everything perfect all the time. And not that necessarily you're perfectionist, but you know what I mean? That maybe you have to pick and choose your battles because everything else is so great.
Doesn't everybody have kind of a thing?
Sure. I'm sure if we asked her, she'd probably say you had one. Maybe she thinks you're an absolute clean freak.
Chase is such a neat freak.
Yeah,
he's driving me crazy.
I mean, and here's the thing, Chase, you love her. And if you can find a way to work on this problem, you know, it's going to work out.
Well, I really appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much for your help.
All right, Chase, good luck. Let us know how things work out, okay, pal? Appreciate you.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.